welcome to episode 14, one four of The Big Rewind, the podcast where we talk about new movies and then rewind our asses back to talk about older movies and retro-themed topics. I'm here with Jamie.
Hey, yeah.
My regular co-host, who's got a beard his face.
I've had a beard before.
Yeah.
Several times.
I didn't say you did.
News.
Yeah, let's go to the news. The big news, that is. Yeah, let's start off with a little sound for you. You'll know the news we're talking about.
Yeah. Dead or alive,
you're coming with me. Robo fucking cop. Got a trailer this week. And everyone's been talking about it. I've been ranting a little bit about it. You didn't have the chance to see Total Recall being remade.
No, I didn't want to touch it. I don't want to touch remakes of films that don't need to be remade.
Like Total Recall.
Total Recall, the original, it's a silly film, I'll give you that. And you can look at it and think, oh, it's a bit flawed, but that's its charm.
Yeah, okay? It's still a good film.
Yeah, I love that film. I love it for what it is.
And it's fun. Like, most importantly, it's fun. The Total Recall remake, boring as shit. All of it was CGI.
Hang on. Do they even go to Mars?
No!
What the fuck?!
They don't go to Mars. Mars is now Australia in this film. And they get there by going through the Earth in a kind of tunnel that goes straight from one part of the Earth to the other, and gravity changes for some reason, and it's bullshit.
Yeah, that would be bullshit.
It's bullshit.
They go through the centre of the Earth.
To go to Australia.
Okay. They really don't understand how the Earth is made.
I don't think there's that. And they don't get that. The fun part about Total Recall is that they go to Mars. Get your ass to Mars.
I know. Anyway.
Yes. So RoboCop looks like it's going to be the same type of deal.
It looks so silly.
They've missed the point, like you said earlier.
I know. Well, they didn't start the trailer with like one of those fake adverts from the future.
There's no humor in this trailer at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like they do the same joke in Batman Begins where it's just like, does it come in black?
Yeah. Like, with the suit. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm quite happy they kept the silver suit for a while.
But then they made it black. In the trailer.
They make it black. And also, it looks too fucking, like, you can band properly with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It doesn't look robo enough.
He's not a robot.
Yeah.
He
looks more cyborg, skeletal suit type.
He looks like a superhero, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, in a sense.
But it looks like he's...
But he's still got his hand, hasn't he?
He's got one hand.
Yeah, he's still got one hand.
And one arm, one leg, I mean.
I don't know.
I think one leg.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. He shouldn't have any of that, should he, really?
Not really. Like, they really messed him up in the first film. Here he's got burns all over his body.
Yeah. It's actually quite brutal when... I remember watching RoboCop and you're like, fuck, I don't know.
You actually get a shot of his face being shot.
And he's
just, not his face, but his body. And he's just like coming apart.
Yes.
It's really, really brutal.
I know.
This one has no blood.
Is it going to be 12A?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious.
It's got no blood.
Oh,
no swearing that I could see. No humor.
No, you need the executive, like, corporate power.
Yeah.
That's an asshole, like a pure great asshole.
I don't see who the villain is in this. Like, you've got Michael Keaton, but he seems nice enough.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson, I guess. He's maybe the TV guy.
Yeah, he has to be in this, of course.
Yeah. He's usually a villain, I guess. Gary Oldman's just a scientist.
Why, Gary?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm happy that Gary Oldman and Michael Keaton are in a film together. That's pretty awesome. But I just wish it wasn't this.
But that should have happened 20 years ago. Like, not now.
I kind of wish... But RoboCop's not a robot in this film. That's a big problem when your film's called RoboCop. Yeah. It's like if you make Time Cop and he's a lumberjack.
Yeah.
That goes back in time.
It's supposed to be more about the dystopian future of Detroit.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Detroit is doing it anyway. Like, just go film Detroit now, and that's RoboCop. That is RoboCop, because they defaulted and went bankrupt, And it's like, that's kind of exactly what happens.
Exactly. What I thought, what if they're going to do another RoboCop movie, here's what they should have done. They should have done RoboCop 4.
Yeah.
Don't call it RoboCop 4 because you don't want to associate yourself with the third one. That's not so good. Yeah. Call it something like RoboCop and the subtitle, like Back to Detroit or whatever.
That's good. Back to Detroit. I like that.
And the world's been fine for a while. Like, Detroit's been fine. There was a good president, a good mayor or whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's back in the shit. And they need RoboCop back. So they bring it back.
Like, new corporate powers take over and they develop a new RoboCop.
Yeah, if you...
Do you see what I mean? If you want to have...
If you want the
a slightly different RoboCop, rather than just rebooting the other... That's how you do it. You say it's not the original RoboCop.
Yeah.
It is the future, and it is a different RoboCop.
Yeah.
So
either you have Murphy die as RoboCop in the fourth film, and then you bring in the new guy?
I think you bring in the new guy.
Yeah.
I think you deliberately say, we're bringing in a new guy.
Or,
I know that might upset some fans, but also, like, it might upset fans, but do you want them to do this instead?
Yeah, exactly.
No! This is... So, I'd rather kind of explore new avenues.
Yeah, and then you've got the opportunity to bring back Peter Weller as RoboCop.
You've got to keep the humour. My favourite thing about RoboCop are those ads.
Yeah.
The fake future ads I have with the... is Sam Hayek in one of them or something like that?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, she does the sunscreen 3000 and it's all this blue-green goo. Yeah,
the fluorescence.
And that is hilarious. They're and all brilliant. Really good. Because it's funny because you think, well, that kind of could happen because at the time they had that... not at the time, I don't know exactly when it was, but they had issues with the ozone layer.
We were using
too many chemicals and it was affecting the ozone layer. And we were thinking, well, this could have happened.
And they did that same type of thing in Batman, the 1989 one, where there's the Joker has this stupid ad where it's got all these products and
and
that's how he kills people at the beginning.
Yeah. I used to love films in the 80s.
But
I used to love films with those kind of fake ads. They did it in Starship Troopers as well.
Yeah.
And I love those kind of things because ads can successfully show up society.
Yeah.
By its consumption. So
I mean, these Paul Verhoeven films, like RoboCop, even Total Recall to a certain extent, and Starship Troopers, they're satires of certain types of films. Yes, yes. Even Starship Trooper is a satire of war movies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's what they're meant to be. But when they get rebooted, they get taken seriously.
That. Yeah.
If you take that away, you've got nothing.
Exactly.
You've got generic
action film. And also, what really pissed me off, RoboCop is aware of what he's doing in this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's like, he talks normally, he's fine.
Oh, yes, of
he's
course.
He's aware that he's been made into... The good part about the original RoboCop is that he wakes up and he's a robot.
And he doesn't necessarily know. And he's discovering throughout the film.
It's only at the end of, I think it's the first film, where he's just like, they're like, my name is Murphy. But he's still a robot, but he remembers enough of himself.
And his wife doesn't know, was that it?
Like, they don't tell her. Yeah. They don't tell her. He's just, he kind of sees his child in the car. He's just like, I remember this place.
Yeah, exactly. But they also went for a clean look. Didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when you took the helmet off and you saw Murphy, it was kind of...
It's a dude.
But the face is distorted at the sides and stuff, and it's kind of a bit gruesome.
Oh, what do you mean, in the old one?
Yeah, in the old one, it was kind of a bit gruesome. Yeah,
it was
to
all pulled back over, like, a metal...
Exactly.
Awesome
but this
special
one,
effects.
This is just clean. It's got, like, you know, there's no distinction between the face anyway.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying about this is a bigger point, is that it's clearly been made for kids.
Yeah.
You know, rather than the original, which was made for adults, you know, so...
I mean, there's no... Oh, man. We could go on forever.
I know. We should move on.
Bottom line is...
It's going to be a flop. It'll be a flop, like everything else that's trying to reboot,
reinvent. No one will remember this RoboCop.
No.
But, fuck that. Oh, I've got some music to take us through the next bit. Jurassic Park 4!
Yeah.
Is back in business!
Okay.
Yeah, you remember when they stopped the production of it? They were like, well, we don't know if we're going to do it.
I know. Now I was kind of happy they stopped.
I know. But now it will come out in 2015, and it has a title. Oh man, that title.
What? get on with it.
What do you think it is?
Jurassic Park, The Lost Ass.
The Lost Ass? That was the second movie.
Yeah.
It was Ass. That's what it was called, in spirit.
Yeah.
No.
No, go on.
Jurassic World. What the fuck?
Wait, the title is Jurassic World. So what, Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, or just Jurassic World?
Just Jurassic World.
Okay.
That's fucking stupid.
I know, that's stupid.
So what is wrong with movies these days?
Ah, jeez.
Oh, man.
Wait, is there not even a park?
No.
Oh, no, no, of course. Sorry, they're doing the whole Disney World...
Okay.
You get Disneyland and you get Disney World. And Disney World is like the original one or something like that. I went to Disney World as a yeah. child. And you've been to Disneyland, I've been to Disney World.
Yeah.
Right? So
But there's no Disney Park.
No, I know there's no Disney Park, but I'm just saying it's like it a park is smaller and the world is meant to be bigger. And I think they're just saying it's going to be a bigger park.
What? Bigger than the fucking park? It was huge.
I know. I don't know. It was a whole island, wasn't it? But, you know.
It's not a video game. It's not GTA 5.
Maybe
you don't need to fucking expand the location.
Maybe they're going Godzilla type thing where it's like the dinosaurs get out into the real world.
But they did that in the second one.
I'm more of that.
I don't just know. The whole world.
No, but like in New York or Chicago or LA or some other city that they always love to film.
When you said Disney World, I was like, oh, I get it now. But yeah. I still don't get
no,
it. Really.
I know.
I don't see how it works.
It's just speculation.
Yeah, whatever. Speaking of 2015, Pirates of the Caribbean 5, a film you're really looking forward to, I can tell.
No.
They've delayed it.
Good.
It won't come out until 2016.
Great. I get some peace.
Yeah.
From that bullshit. Maybe Johnny Depp can go do a decent film in the meantime.
It's because Jerry Bruckheimer said there was problems with the script. But what Good. I really think is because...
Why didn't you see the problem with the script of the last four fuckers?
Or Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Which I think is why they've delayed it. Because they were like, shit, Lone Ranger.
Yeah, we really need to get our shit together.
Yeah, yeah. We dropped the ball. Let's just make sure this is good. So I don't really care. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'll watch it. I like the movies, but
I know I'll end up watching it as well, yeah. Which is annoying. Because I don't really like the films at all.
Really?
No, I don't like any of them.
They're fun.
Disney turned me off as soon as I see their Disney logo. I'm like,
if it's not
Pixar, then I'm like, fuck it, I don't care.
Disney. Yeah, but they own everything now.
I know they own everything.
There's
they
no
own
getting
Marvel,
around it,
don't they? They own fucking Marvel.
They own some of your favorite. They're like the J.J. Abrams of
fucking.
You know, he owns all your childhood.
Yeah.
They own, you know, stuff like Tron, Marvel.
Yeah.
The other half of your.
Well, they
childhood.
Always own Tron. They always had Tron.
To be fair, yeah.
They always had certain things that I did love.
Yeah.
But it's just Disney have now turned into. I mean, I guess they always were, but just this bullshit evil company now. Just yeah. turn out turd after turd after turd. Remember what Disney Channel gave us as well. Okay, that's how.
What?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh fuck!
Like exactly.
Twerking bitch. you can't even call that twerking. Come on. That's the last I'll say of that.
Yeah,
person
yeah. Move on.
Ever. Mortal Instruments. You know that came out. It's
Mortal Instruments.
City of Bones.
Oh, okay.
Remember that Twilight-esque trailer that they kept showing that looked really ass?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they wanted to do Mortal Instruments City of Ashes, but it's been delayed.
Yay.
Because no one saw that fucking film.
Yay. No, I didn't.
No one.
I haven't seen any of the Twilights as well, though. So.
Well, people see Twilight. But no one went to see
I haven't seen any of these bullshit.
I'm never
going
to manage to show you any Twilight film.
God, no. Never.
To be fair, there's no real point now. No. The whole fad's kind of over.
No, I disagree. I think you might... Like, the fad of that series might be a bit over.
Yeah.
But the whole... Like, Hollywood has woken up to the idea of teenage movie. Yeah. And it's partly to do with Twilight, because now
Twilight and Harry Potter as well.
No, you see, Harry Potter was a weird one. It was more kids' film that appealed.
Early on, but then it appealed.
I know it became. But the thing is that Twilight started out with the whole premise of teenagers. And the teenage kind of angsty nature to it.
Love triangle.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why so many teenagers were fucking into it. But, and now they think, oh, we need to make more 12A films. We need to make more PG-13 films to appeal to this new audience of teenagers. Like, their new audience.
Yeah.
We'll make loads of shitty films and they'll love them as long as they have certain elements in
them.
That's so fucking dumb. I
know, in but the 80s...
Why did they make Percy Jackson, for fuck's sake?
Oh, yeah, Percy Jackson.
Like,
oh, fuck.
But it's, that's what I'm saying. It's like, they keep... Like, every now and again, they keep bringing out these films. They're utterly pointless, but they're designed... Ender's Game. Another example.
I'm still hoping it's okay. I mean, stuff like Hunger Games.
Hunger Games as well.
Yeah, but stuff like Hunger Games, at least... That was quite good. That, like, the film itself, the way it's made, it's competently made. And it's...
Stop with the kids.
I didn't really mind Hunger Games.
Stop with the kids.
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't a kid.
I want actors, not kids, in my films. Only have them in if it's appropriate. But seriously, how do you not have Ellen Page in that? I know she's a bit older, but she can look that age. True. You know, and then you have her do it, and she, it's like...
Is that your new pervy obsession after Chloe Moretz, Ellen Page?
She's not a pervy thing. She's like in her mid-20s, isn't she?
Let's have a look. Going to IMDb right now.
Put the technical music over this. Please wait while we discover something about me.
Let's see how perverted Jamie is. Oh, it's fine. What? She was born in 87.
87.
She's 1 year...
Younger than you.
Younger than me, yeah.
Yeah. 2 years younger than me. Now you can figure out how old we are.
But she's super short and it's weird. So you're
still, I don't mind her.
You're still perverted.
I like her as an actress. I'm not perving over her. I like her as an actress. By the way, as a side note, so she's going to be...
Maybe I can perv.
She's in a computer game. Ellen Page.
Really?
Yes.
All the time?
Beyond Two Souls is the name of the game.
Okay.
It's got William Dafoe in it and it's got Ellen Page in it. As the two main...
Avenge me!
Anyways, the two main cast in this game. And this game is like an interactive movie, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the whole game.
It
comes from the same studio as Heavy Rain. And Heavy Rain was a really good game as well. And that was like an interactive film as well. And I'm looking forward to it. So next is sort of... looks really cool.
Okay.
And
I'll have to look at the trailer first.
Yeah, we'll watch it a bit later. And... But she looks like Ellen Page in the game.
They made her look like
her. No. In the game, she looks exactly like her, and William Dafoe looks exactly like him as well. So you can tell
if you like Ellen Page.
Yeah.
You should watch Super, the film I gave you ages ago.
All right.
She's awesome.
All right. Fine.
God damn it.
All right.
So what were we talking about?
The news.
No, we were talking about Mortal Instruments, City of Ashes.
Yeah, you said it's been delayed.
So, it's been delayed. Yeah.
So, that's all we need to know.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck it. I haven't seen the film. Ant-Man.
Yes, that's a word.
Yeah, the new Marvel film, directed by Edgar Wright. Oh,
bloody hell.
Directed by Edgar Wright.
I don't care, it's just like, scraping the barrel.
Edgar Wright.
Yeah, of superheroes. Scraping the barrel of superheroes.
He did the Scott Pilgrim and World's End.
I know that. I don't mind that. It's just, why do we need it for Ant-Man?
Ant-Man. Because there'll be energy and it'll be fucking awesome.
No, I want another Scott Pilgrim. Not another Scott Pilgrim film, but like a film that looks at...
It might be closest to that.
No, but if you're going to do... Like, take a different comic and do a film of it. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I liked about Scott Pilgrim.
I wouldn't actually mind the second
Scott
Pilgrim. It
isn't what's expected.
Yeah. But that was a flop. He needs to make some money.
Was Scott Pilgrim a flop?
Yeah.
I love that film.
I love it.
I really love it. Oh.
But it's got like a cult following. Like,
yeah.
Over time, it made money. Anyway, Ant-Man will come out in 2015.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it. And you're a douche. They're planning a TV series for Man on Fire, for some reason. You know that film.
Yeah.
And American Psycho as well.
A TV series, American Psycho?
Oh, I know, I know.
Weird.
I know!
Okay.
Have you ever seen American Psycho 2, the film?
No, there is?
Oh, it's so bad.
Okay.
It's called... What's it called?
I assume it hasn't got...
No.
No.
It's got the combined efforts of Mila Kunis...
And, yay!
And William Shatner.
No, really?
He's so funny in that. He's really bad. Oh, man.
But no Bale.
No Bale. No. And it's called American Psycho 2 All-American Girl.
Oh, dear.
It's really bad.
That sounds like a porn film.
Yeah, it does. I wish it was. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Kunis. Oh, yeah.
Although with Shatner, ugh.
Okay.
No.
You had to bring that back down.
I retract my statement. Yeah, I don't know why they keep making these TV series of movies. Like, first there's Psycho, there's that new series called Norman... Bates Motel.
Well, they did Terminator. They did Terminator, didn't they?
Terminator. But that was a while ago.
Hannibal recently. To be honest, Hannibal's not too bad.
Yeah, no.
I watched all of that.
That's actually something that I could see working as a series. But then I could see Bates Motel working as a series, but the trailer doesn't
I don't know.
It doesn't look good.
It looks creepy, though. It does look successfully that, but... I don't know.
But it's Charlie in the Chocolate Factory as fucking Norman Bates? He's too... Mm. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to watch Men on Fire.
They do well for themselves, though, don't they? The TV series.
They do.
Well, what's a flop?
But then Hannibal only lasted what? Is it... Does it get...
They're going to another season.
Oh, okay.
They're going to go to another season.
That's all right, then.
It did okay for... I think it's 12 episodes for the first season.
I mean,
it did okay for itself.
I'll watch the pilot of American Psycho because it can only be better than a fucking second movie.
Yeah.
But I'm not too interested in Man
It Fire. Depends, really, because the biggest hurdle they have is how to make something like that episodic.
Yeah.
So how do you successfully capture someone in a single episode versus a whole film? So you get less time to go through something. The way they did it with Hannibal is... they kind of, or they try to anyway, have a serial killer per episode.
Oh, okay.
That gets caught.
Well,
now try and remember...
A lot of series.
No, but the thing is, it's nothing to do with Silence of the Lambs. Okay, don't misconstrue it. There is no Silence of the Lambs connection. There is a connection to Red Dragon, there is a connection to the books, of course.
Mm.
But it's kind of, if you want to place it, it's before... all this because
it's even before what was that film called Manhunter?
It's before all of it. That's what I meant. Sorry, Manhunter, not Red Dragon. Sorry, Red Dragon's off.
No, but Red Dragon is before as well.
Before
I don't know which is before which, but
but it's kind of like Manhunter the series, really, more than it is Red Dragon or Silence of the Lambs. But it's got really good actors in it. It's got Mads Mikkelsen.
It's not an obvious name.
And Lawrence Fishburne, who's fantastic.
I need to watch that show.
Yeah, so it's got good actors. It's got a fairly good premise. It has got moments in it, though, like, seriously, that's dumb or stupid. Yeah, yeah. It hasn't been thought through. There's some gaping freaking plot holes in it as well, unfortunately. There's some convenient nature to it, but you do have to give it a little bit more leeway than a film due to obviously budget constraints and the fact that it's episodic. So I enjoyed it. It kept me going with it. American series anyway.
You know what I've been watching TV series wise, apart from The X-Files recently? I was watching the Shining miniseries.
There was a Shining?
Yeah, in like 97, Stephen King was like, I don't like Kubrick's film. I'm going to make my own. So he wrote his own.
How can you not like that film? I mean, just...
Because it differed from his book.
Oh, who cares if it differed from your book, you egotistical... I know.
Yeah, writers, you know, they can have a bit of a brew on their bum.
It's his best adaptation.
It is.
You know, no one's done a better King adaptation.
It's even better than Carrie and better than... any others.
Yeah.
Although Christine's pretty awesome.
Did you see the remake?
Of?
Carrie.
It's not out yet.
It's not out yet. Okay, go
on. Stop thinking about Chloe Moretz for a second.
Is she in that?
And focus.
Is she in that?
She's Carrie.
Oh, no. Now I have to go see it.
Not bad. But yeah, no, it's not very good, that Shining
miniseries.
It's alright. It's closer to the book, but it's just like flashbacks to stuff that happened before. Stuff you don't need in the film.
Yeah.
Which Kubrick cut for a reason.
I know.
So it's like, oh, there's this whole scene with bees. Oh, he cut the bees scene. It's like, big deal.
It's because Kubrick's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
He was, so.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
He still is. In a way.
Yeah, I know. He's still...
Spiritually.
No, I love the fact that you can watch all his films and he'll still be the best director than any director that lives now.
Well,
you know.
One of the best. Well, I don't know. His films are pretty perfect. Most of them.
Yeah. Except AI.
I like AI. Shut up. It's underrated. Underrated!
Well, yeah, but that's because of, like, anyway.
Shut up.
Let's move on.
Let's talk about Nicolas Cage.
Let's talk about The Cage.
The Cage is signed on for The Croods 2, which I didn't see The Croods.
I haven't seen The Croods.
Apparently it was alright. So I'll need to watch that before I see The Croods 2. But I will go see The Croods 2, because Nick Cage is in it.
He's in both of them.
I know.
We can go watch both of them then.
I missed the first one.
Go buy the DVD.
I won't buy it. I'll borrow it from someone who has it.
Okay.
You
could have just said rent.
Rent. Who rents anymore? Come on.
Lots of people.
I'll Netflix that shit.
Alright, Netflix.
There you go. Hugh Jackman, he's revealed that he almost cameoed in the old Spider-Man movies, the Sam Raimi ones.
Interesting.
As Wolverine, of course.
No need, but okay.
But he's also said that he might not be Wolverine for much longer.
Good!
Which is kind of bullshit, because I think he's signed on for four more movies.
Has he?
Yeah. Oh. So there's Days of Future Past, and then fuck knows. Maybe that's going to be a trilogy.
I mean... Even though I kind of slightly enjoyed that film.
What, The Wolverine?
Yeah, The Wolverine.
Ugh.
And looking back on it now, I just realised that my expectations were so low.
Yeah, I think that's
so low. And that film was so shit. I mean, it really was bullshit.
Finally, who's come around.
No, it takes me a little while sometimes. it takes me... Because I still get into the whole...
And yet you haven't come around to Man of Steel hate.
No, I haven't yet. But like,
I need to watch it again.
I need to watch it. But the thing is that I still get into the cinematic experience for a lot of things.
I guess, yeah.
And we do these reviews pretty soon after we've seen them, and I try to be as positive as possible, except for when it's Tom Cruise or JJ.
Yeah, I know. That's when you just got off the rails.
Or Cameron, Cameron Bay, JJ.
I know.
Tom Cruise. Any of those people involved. I love to hate.
I know. So I know.
Though I gave Oblivion a pass, okay? I gave it a pass.
Oh my god, that's the best transition ever.
Cool.
J.J. Abrams.
Oh no.
You know, he released...
Is he going to ruin another thing in my mind?
No.
Because you told me last time he had like the rights to Half-Life movie.
And Portal.
And Portal, and that's...
I know, I know.
Two things close to my heart.
It's going
to
be awesome.
No, it's not. Yeah. Anyway,
Karen. Stephen Merchant can actually come back.
Whatever.
You know, he released the mystery trailer weeks and weeks ago.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what the fuck? And it turns out that it's for a novel he's been writing.
Oh.
Called S.
Just S. The letter S.
It's a mystery novel. It's like a novel within a novel.
Wait. What? Yeah. He's writing a novel.
Yeah. He's a prolific motherfucker.
And it's not a reboot. He hasn't rebooted.
No.
Are we going to just find it's plagiarized?
Or maybe it's Superman that he's rebooted as a novel.
Yeah. Like he's made a novel of a comic. Ooh.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, like, ooh, no one's done that.
But yeah, no, everyone thought it would be a movie, and it's not. So, fuck people, I guess.
That's still fine, it's not going
to
be shoved
in my
face.
There you go. You don't have to buy the book. I might buy it.
I don't have to watch his films either.
I know, it's true. No, you do. There's going to be... Oh, man. Forgot about this. There's going to be a sequel to 21 Jump Street.
I didn't see it either. Sorry.
It'll be called... What do you think it's going to be called?
22 Jump Street.
Yes.
Oh, no.
They actually called it 22 Jump Street. Oh, my God. I don't know if this is...
Oh, that's brilliant.
This is actually worse than Jurassic World.
Oh, jeez.
This is like a joke.
Imagine if they did 13 Monkeys.
They probably will.
If that ever made any sense.
Man. What is wrong
with that? I hope Terry Gilliam like owns rights to all of
He said that he's kind of pissed off that they're making a series.
Because
he's not involved in them, but
he's not involved. Does he not own the rights or anything like that? Because it would be like, no, just shut him down, Gilliam.
I know. But he's expressed that he thought it was stupid. He actually said
it was stupid. Because the guy has integrity. And he's never done a sequel for anything, has he?
I don't think so. Not that I can think of.
No, I don't know.
New film.
If I'm wrong, I apologise, but I don't think he's ever done a sequel.
No, I don't think so. The new Gilliam film looks good. I mean, if you count the Monty Python ones, I don't...
They're not sequels.
It's not like Life of Brian 2.
They're just the same actors in a different comic situation.
And I think he's only directed, like, one of them out of three. Terry Jones did the other.
Yeah, but he might have done bits.
You know. Definitely the animation.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, like, he directed bits of it. So the short film. He probably gets an assistant director credit.
Sure.
So,
anyway. But, yeah, we're going off track. 22 Jump Street, it'll have Ice Cube in it.
Great.
Yeah.
Like, he's not in enough shitty films.
I know. Oh, man.
Triple X 2, we were talking about that
recently.
That's
what I was thinking about, yeah. Moomins. Remember the Moomins?
Well, kind of, except they didn't really make it to...
The UK? I don't
know. Really.
In France, I used to watch it every morning. 7 a.m.
What's the origin? Is it Swedish?
I think. I may be wrong.
Or
is
it Finnish?
I think it's Finnish.
It's Finnish. Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. So any American listening to it is going to be like, what? Yeah. Moomins?
Although they do have a cult following as well, the Moomins.
Why? They're weird little white blobs.
I
know.
I think I like them because it has these scary kind of things that live in the woods that always freaked me out as a kid.
Look, if you want scary things that live in the woods, watch Princess Mononoke.
Mononoke. They're not scary. They're cute. The little
they're kind of cute.
They're kind of creepy.
Yeah, they're kind of creepy.
Because they go...
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
But yeah, the Moomins will get their own feature film. Not like a Smurfs type thing, I hope. I think it'll be just an animated
That's what I was thinking.
No, they better not
It's going to be... child-centric, that's fine. That's fine, I mean, it has its place.
I don't know if I'll watch it.
No, exactly, I don't think I will.
I'm quite happy they're doing it. Oh god, I've got another musical cue for that. I've used that before, but just to introduce the next bit. So yeah.
Okay, that is really fucking weird.
Frasier-formers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frasier's in Transformers, you know that. That was the news weeks and weeks ago. Yeah. Transformers 4 will be called Age of Extinction. Which is still, to be fair...
Wait, say that again.
Transformers 4,
yeah.
Age of Extinction.
Extinction. I thought you said Distinction.
No.
And I was just like...
Still not as bad as Dark of the Moon.
Yeah.
Still not as bad. That's actually a step up.
I know.
But they've called Avengers 2 Age of Ultron. What's with the age of everything? Thor 3, Age of Loki.
Yeah.
I don't know. Age of Extinction.
I thought you were going to say Age of Hammer.
Maybe. Age of Mjolnir. Whatever the hammer is called.
Do you know what it should be?
What?
It should be Thor 2. Hammer time.
Okay. First of all... Thor 2 is called... The Dark World.
Yeah, I don't fucking care. It should be Hammer Time.
Thor 3, maybe. Thor 3, Hammer Time.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome, actually. I'd go see that in
hobby. Yeah, exactly. Everyone would. Yeah. They'd be like, yeah, it makes sense. It's funny, you know.
Nice.
Oh, dear.
Not a week goes by without talking about Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Cumberbatch.
Turns out that the news I said last week about him maybe being in Star Wars, he said that it's not true.
Good.
It's a rumor.
Good. He's still got credibility.
Same goes for Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor. That was a rumor as well.
Okay.
So they're like, wait, we're negotiating. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Don't jinx it. And finally, Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Will be Sherlock Holmes.
Ian McKellen.
Yeah. He's not gonna take over Robert Downey Jr. But there's gonna be a film called.
Oh right.
A Slight Trick of the Mind, which will star Ian McKellen as Sherlock Holmes.
Is Law in this again?
Huh?
Jude
Law?
Yeah.
No, it's not going to be the same series of films.
Oh.
That's going to be
sorry. Oh, sorry. No. I was getting confused.
I'm really looking forward to Robert Downey Jr. Third Sherlock Holmes film. Have you seen them?
First one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Second one's good. Not as good, but it's good.
I don't know. I just... The first one was okay, but I didn't care. And also, they brought out the BBC Sherlock Holmes sort of rebooty thing.
And
it's really good. It's really good.
No.
It is. No. Have you watched it all?
Not all. I've watched an episode.
Oh,
same goes for Doctor Who. I was like, everyone's like, it's so good.
No. I can understand.
I watched an episode. I was like, this isn't good.
No, I know. No, you see.
You're all lying or crazy.
No, look. With Doctor Who, I can understand.
But same with
Sherlock. Doctor Who is an acquired taste. You have to be British. You're not British. There's a difference.
I like British things that are good. I like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That's the most British thing ever.
You can't name me something recent.
What, recent?
Yeah.
The World's End.
Oh, I was talking about series.
It's British.
Sorry. I was talking about series.
Series?
Yeah.
That's recent and British?
Recent, British, and that you like. Exactly. Moving on.
Yeah, you got me there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the big review for this week.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
What is happening?
Time's up. All right. What are we reviewing?
Riddick.
Or Pitch Black 3, basically.
No, you can't call it that. Because Chronicles is just so different.
Chronicles
is so different. So it's like,
if anything, Chronicles more like the third film in the franchise.
No, it's not. I mean, it is. I know what you mean in terms of format
of scale
and scale, but it is a direct sequel. And spoiler alert on everything we talk about from now on. And by the way, we'll probably just let a spoiler go anyway, but you should know that anyway.
And also, there's been games in between, and there's been the fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
So, we've never really left that world.
No, I know. And just to note, I liked the last two. I liked Chronicles.
I haven't seen Chronicles, really. I need to watch it all.
I really liked it. I thought it was a good film that explained a bit of the universe, and it got me into the universe of Riddick, and I know it's a flawed film. I know it's a very flawed film, but it's got an actress I really like as well in it.
Who's that?
Thandie Newton. I really like her.
I don't like her.
I don't know. I really like her. She's super hot, and I think she's a good actress anyway. And I like Vin Diesel, because the thing is with Vin Diesel is he does what... It's not that he does what he meant...
He knows what kind of role
he knows what roles he can pull off. And he never does something above his ability.
Yeah.
You know, he does what he can do. And
I mean, I do respect that.
He does what he can do well. Like, the Fast and Furious series, whatever you think about those, he fits.
Yeah,
he fits it well,
and when he's not there, it's you can feel it.
You don't want Jake. You don't want Jake Gyllenhaal doing,
already you've got what's his face, who's always Paul Walker, who's in Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
If it's just him, no one cares.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you want Vin Diesel in there, but I think I do respect him for really. He single handedly pretty much brought Riddick to the screen again. Financed a good bunch of it.
Oh, right, okay.
He tried to bring it to the screen again, and he tried really hard, and he's done it.
I'm not saying he's perfect. I just like Vin Diesel in the roles that he does.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I really like Pitch Black. I used to watch it really often back in the day.
Yeah, I'd like that film. It's a good action film.
Yeah.
You know, it's simple.
So Riddick is... it's actually a sequel to both Chronicles of Riddick and Pitch Black, in a way.
Literally with Chronicles and spiritually with...
Well, no, because you've got the father of one of the
characters. Yeah, there's callbacks. There are callbacks to it. But it is literally, I'm saying, a sequel to Chronicles. And it's kind
of a remake of Pitch Black as well, because there's a lot of
There's a lot of elements to it. Yeah, there are.
The last 20 minutes are pretty much the same thing. Yeah. How many planets are there where at night all the monsters come out?
Yeah, I know.
How many planets?
I don't know.
Unless it's the same one? But then he would know. He's not an idiot.
The thing is, with this film, is it's a B film, right? Chronicles wasn't really a B film.
Oh, it was. Come on.
No, I'm not saying... I can't say it was.
But that's the thing. Each film was a B movie, but a different type of B movie. Like, all the first one was
The scale and the amount of money that must have gone into Chronicles. Oh, yeah, no. That's not a B.
Actually, Chronicles...
But Pitch...
Yeah.
You know, Pitch and Riddick, they're B films. But there's charm in it being a B film.
I think... Yeah, I mean, Pitch Black was a B movie, but a good horror B movie. Like a horror sci-fi B movie, but it was really good for that. And then Chronicles was kind of aspiring to be an A movie. But it still kind of came up as a B movie a little bit.
Yeah, but it's there's big differences. It's got named actors.
Yeah, you know? But
I can't remember who Vargo.
Carl Urban.
Carl Urban's in it as well.
But he wasn't all that famous back then.
Was he not?
No, I mean it's.
He has a little cameo in this one. A little bit. Yeah, just at the very beginning, just to tie up the story. He's there.
Basically, he's Riddick's been kind of double crossed.
Yeah, he gets double crossed at the beginning.
Because at the end of Chronicles, he's like king of whatever.
Oh, he's
like Conan.
He's king. Yeah, he is. It's like the end of Conan. He's king of the necromancers.
Yeah, and then in this one, he's bored, I guess. He's just, I've got all these naked whores, and I'm not interested in them anyway.
No. What it is he doesn't do politics well, and he kind of just admits that he doesn't have a mandate. So
I guess they're showing that he's not being who he's meant to be.
Yeah,
he's meant to be the badass assassin.
Loner. He's meant to be a loner, and he's realizing that he can't do it. And
so you first see him on this desert planet, seemingly deserted planet, and he's just trying to survive.
Yeah.
And so basically...
And I enjoyed that.
You enjoyed that.
I enjoyed the little bit of survival.
A little bit? I don't mind.
I give that this film drags.
It drags.
It does drag.
For the first half hour, I enjoyed parts of it. But I was a bit bored. Like, I was like, why do we need to see him be friends with a dog?
I don't like that.
No. That's a bit stupid.
I was hoping they weren't going to go that route.
Why is he
naked? Because actually, at the beginning, when he gets the dog, he uses the dog. Because he's actually using the dog for an experiment. Which I'm like...
It's a very scientific scene.
No, I know. but the thing is that I kind of like that. I thought, he's being a badass. And that's the thing about this whole film.
But that's what
we like films with badasses in them.
That's the thing. He's a badass, and you're just like, I thought he was going to let the dog die and be like, that's the way nature goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's more Riddick. So, but then they're like, we need him to be a nice guy.
And but that's
like,
a metaphor for the whole situation as well. The whole point he's in his whole situation is because he became vulnerable.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, this dog is vulnerable, and vulnerable things die. Yeah. And I was like, that's kind of...
Yeah.
That's nice, but no, he befriends the dog instead.
Because I think the first...
Like it's a fucking Disney film.
Yeah. But the whole point of those first 20 minutes is to make him go from the Riddick that became a king, that's bored, to the Riddick we know.
Yes.
Yeah. And yet, it's not the Riddick we know, because he's friends with a dog.
But it's not as bad as Man of Steel. Man of Steel takes a lot longer.
Yeah, true.
To get to...
But it opens...
Lone Ranger takes longer. But Lone Ranger takes longer to be Lone Ranger.
Oh, Lone Ranger, I agree. But Man of Steel, at least the opening is strong in Man of Steel, in that it's entertaining.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know.
This was a bit... It dragged a little bit, but...
I agree.
It still had moments in that part where we're just like, that's awesome.
Yeah, the little awesome bits.
Like that bit where he rock slides past the snake and like cuts his own
the intestines.
Entrails,
yeah.
And then the snake eats his own intestines.
Oh, so gruesome, disgusting. But cool.
Kind of awesome. Yeah. When he grabs the neck of that thing at the beginning.
Yeah, little things like that.
Even like, when he's putting like, what is it like? It's not nails. He's like putting nails in his own leg.
Oh, yeah, to fix his leg.
Yeah. It's just like, it's just going in like butter.
I'm fine. I ain't got time to bleed. kind of thing.
Yeah. It's. I think I was kind of taken aback that it was taking so long to get to the plot. But thinking back to it, This part of it I liked. Yeah. After that, once the plot shows up, the bounty hunters land on the planet because he needs a ship to get the hell out.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to call these bounty hunters. Because he's
seen the danger of this planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He calls those bounty hunters to the planet. He wants to take their ship. And then you've got these asshole bounty hunters and these nicer bounty hunters coming.
Yeah, yeah.
With Katie Sackhoff.
Did you notice how the asshole bounty hunter, he's French?
He's not French.
Is he not?
I don't know.
He's like, he sounds French to me.
He sounded French at first. And then he said Spanish words. So I was like, is he Spanish?
He's Spanish.
The actor's called, what's his name? Jordi Mola. So I don't know where he's from.
Right. No, but
Santana is the character.
Yeah, Santana.
He was hilarious.
I liked him. I really liked him.
At first I was like, this guy is so bad.
Yeah.
But then he went all around to being so bad, he's actually awesome.
No, that's the thing. Like, he plays a good role. There's no redemption in that character. There's no apology. Yeah. And I like that he fulfilled his role well.
he's like a cross between like Hans Gruber in Die Hard.
Because I didn't like the father. I thought the father was just boring.
He was kind of boring. Like, I thought they were going to... Actually, I like what they did with that character. Like, I thought they were going to go the route of, oh, he's going to fold and he's going to be a douchebag in the end.
Yeah.
But they turned it around.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. Yeah. I quite like that. He learned from the mistakes of his son.
Yeah.
That's a kind good of thing. Way to take it. The girl was a bit ass.
Yeah, Starbuck, I know.
From Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
She was... the only reason she did...
She was the necessary female.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the token... I hate to say it, but she was the token female.
The token female.
They show her breasts and, you know...
One breast, sorry.
Yeah. Okay,
too expensive for two breasts. Yeah.
But it's like, you know why she's in the film. Yeah. I mean...
But that's why it bothered me a little bit. It's just like, you're kind of a one-note character.
All right. I've got,
I'm sure she can play other roles.
Talking about all of this breastage, right?
Breastage?
I just made that word up.
It's a hard this 15. Film, this
yeah, film. I know. This is a 15, right?
I think in America...
A 15 that shows breasts, shows full frontal nudity of a woman...
A head being sliced in half.
A head being sliced clean off. Right?
That was fucked up. That was awesome.
There's loads of blood.
Yeah.
There's loads of brutality. You know, there's...
They don't sugarcoat anything.
No! So it's just like...
Is there swearing? Not much. A little bit. Not much.
Yeah, there's gotta be some. Yeah. I'm sure there's some.
But basically, I think in America, it's R-rated. And here they went with a 15. I was just like...
How? Oh,
okay.
Surely Judge Dredd is a 15.
Yeah.
If that's a 15, come on.
I'm quite happy.
I don't mind.
I'm happy with that.
Look, I don't mind any rating that keeps kids out of the
cinema. As long if you want to make it 15 and it's really an 18, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just as long as you don't purposely cut
parts. I tell you, if I was 15, that is the film I'd want to go see.
Oh, yeah.
Because
what they don't realize is that teenagers, they want to see things... They're not really meant to see.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you make RoboCop an 18, they'll be like, shit, we got to see RoboCop.
Yeah, somehow. We sneak in.
They think, if they make it 12A, teenagers are going to be like, oh, it's 12A, I can go. That's not
they
really...
They go with the parents.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know what they're trying to do. Parents are like, some people...
Because they want to get more people in the cinema, so they're going to get the parents as well.
Not just that. Who takes them? Is what's important.
Yeah.
So the parents will go, I watched RoboCop when I was a teenager. I'll take my kids now to go watch RoboCop so they can experience what I experienced.
But worse.
But it's going to be worse.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know, I'm not saying people are that dumb. Whatever. But that's the marketing thought behind.
Why don't they just re-release RoboCop in the 12A?
I don't know.
If they must.
No, you don't need to do that. You just...
Or in a 15.
No, look, you don't need to do that. All you need to do is go buy the DVD.
I know. We're talking about RoboCop.
No, but but one other little thing about cinemas, right? Cinemas only tend to play the latest stuff. Now, some good cinemas will try and play older things and stuff like that. But here's a really good idea, cinema, right? What you do is you play RoboCop, the original, right?
Yeah.
Like a week before it comes out.
True.
Like a couple of showings, like a few showings, just to get people excited about it, right?
Yeah.
And then no one will go watch the other one.
That's good.
Or they might. They might. They're like, I'm saying they might, because it might remind people. But to be honest, if they did that, I'd just go watch RoboCop, the original.
So and they then give not you watch the new one.
Yeah, exactly.
And they still make money.
Yeah, they still make money either way. Like, so why would they care?
If they showed Conan before Conan the Barbarian,
oh, yes,
I would have gone to see that three times.
Yes, exactly.
And not seen.
Even if it was Sonja.
Red Sonja, yeah.
Sonja. Is it Sonja?
I called it Sonja, but yeah, I'm French. Sonja. So.
Oh, whatever. I think whichever way.
But yeah, so that's, well, yeah.
Riddick, it was enjoyable, this film. Riddick was enjoyable.
Honestly, apart from the kind of boring first half, I did enjoy it. Like, I like most of the film.
Yeah.
I had fun with a lot of it.
Yeah, definitely.
And once...
By the way, Vin Diesel says the line, balls deep.
I can't believe he said that.
That's brilliant. Whoever, I thought that was funny.
Whoever wrote the script is a genius.
Yeah, exactly.
He puts in some of the craziest lines.
Yeah.
He's just like, that. He's talking about whatever her name... Well, Katie Sackhoff. She's putting on some... what's it called? Some nail polish that's pink. Yeah. It's like, matches your nipples.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's great. That's like a Duke Nukem line.
I know.
You know?
Balls of steel.
Yeah. Balls of steel. Yeah. No, that's what I liked it for. It was not serious. It didn't take itself seriously.
No.
It was what it was meant to be. Like, you don't do this film thinking it's going to be some kind of amazing horror flick or sci-fi horror flick. No, you don't do that. You do it so it's fun. And I thought this film, though it dragged in the, you know, like the first quarter.
First half.
Even though it did that, it was fun.
Yeah. And maybe that's partly because it is the same director who did Pitch Black and Chronicles.
Yeah.
So there is, it feels like a sequel.
It continues on nicely.
Consistency.
I like the steampunk element of the kind of design and stuff like that. I think they successfully continued the universe well.
And they brought it back to its roots.
And I think they could make another one.
I really hope they do. I mean, the film's doing well.
I think they could make another Chronicles. Like, that's the thing. Now we've done that, and he's got a ship. He could go do something else.
Or find the right balance. Maybe make a revenge mission.
Yeah, against... I think it's going to become that.
Yeah, he needs to leave and get back to Carl Urban and kick his ass.
I hope something else goes on, though.
Like,
don't want the whole film to be about that.
Yeah, but I hope they don't do the same thing again, where it's just like Bounty Hunter shows up, or there's a crash, and then they're on this planet.
They might have
and in the middle of the night, creature is going to come.
They're going to have bounty hunters in it, because that is the continuous nature of all the films. Are there bounty hunters in them. But
because he's always wanted.
He's always wanted. I guess.
Yeah. Even if he becomes king of the world, he's still
hunted. I love it that he's wanted, right? And what was it? Double if dead?
Yeah.
Like, you get more money if you kill him.
I know.
And throughout this whole film, they didn't try and kill him.
No.
You know, they didn't successfully try and kill him.
It's because the good bounty hunter showed up otherwise. But they couldn't have killed him. They were rubbish the other way.
I know.
Do you remember that bit where it's just like, did you sweep the place for traps beforehand? And Santana's like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then he's in the middle of traps and he's like, holy fuck.
Oh, and that one guy gets his legs. Then he falls forward and then gets his head.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's brilliant.
It's a double trap.
Yeah, double trap.
Nice. And then he's just like, all right, let's sweep. I'm scared.
Yeah, I know. But that's why I like the guy.
Yeah, he's a really good kind of pussy villain.
Yeah. We don't see enough villains that are flawed.
Yeah, slimy kind of. Yeah. It's very 80s in that sense. You always had the main villain and then the slimy guy.
Yeah, it's who Sam Rockwell is destined to play.
He would play him better.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, he was fine. I mean, this is a B movie, like a hard B movie.
Yeah. I like that.
Almost in the vein of Ghost of Mars, where the CGI is really CGI.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can tell they're on the set half the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got the motorcycles. There's some hover Harleys.
This is the thing about there's a charm to B films. Yeah. I think a lot of like studios have forgotten. Like, okay, the new film coming out with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, Gravity.
Oh, Gravity, yeah.
That could be a B film.
Yeah.
It could be a good B film, but it's not going to be.
No, because it's got these guys in there.
It's because they're going to try and do it seriously. It's going to be a serious commentary.
Like Moon, essentially, that could be a B movie. Considered as a B movie. Yeah. But it's really good. So it kind of transcends that. Like Pitch Black.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's...
It becomes a cult movie.
Moon is so good. Moon is a real favorite.
But it's a small film with...
It's a small film that deals with something in a way that fits...
It's like a
premise and fits the film scale.
It's like a Kubrick homage in a small scale, but different enough that it's its own thing.
Yeah, it's massively engaging on an emotional level. And I could talk about that
film. I know,
I do love that film.
But it's a good movie. Riddick, I did enjoy it. I do recommend it.
I'd watch it, yeah. I'd recommend it to someone who wants to see an action film. Just don't go in with any kind of expectation.
No, don't go in thinking it's going to be as serious as Pitch Black was.
Yeah.
Because Pitch Black did have its silly moments.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But it took itself pretty seriously.
Yeah, but this is the first one.
Yeah, yeah. This is more tongue-in-cheek. This is the machete of Pitch Black movies.
You will laugh. You will laugh in this film. That's the thing. It's like,
whether it's intentional or not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. It works. Yeah.
It might have been intentional. I think some of the
A lot bits of it was, yeah. Definitely.
You know, some of the characters.
Balls deep. Come on.
Some of the characters are so stupid. Like, they had to have that Native American-looking guy. So he could play that role of being a bit more connected to nature kind of thing. Because he says, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, kind of, and then dies.
And the religious kid.
It's fucking Predator. It's Predator.
There's a lot of Predator in this movie.
Yeah.
Except it's not a jungle, it's a planet.
So many things are connecting at the moment. There's so much Predator in this film.
It's the typical B-movie stereotype. Yeah.
If you like Predator, go watch this film.
Yeah.
That's the conclusion.
Just go and see it so we can get another Riddick movie.
Yeah.
I really want to see more.
Yeah, I would like to see
Like something that's in between Chronicles and Pitch Black, or something completely different.
Yeah.
With Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
I think
it deserves one.
It's not fair that Fast and Furious has 7 fucking films and this only has 3. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring in The Rock and you can have a Scorpion King crossover.
Yeah. It's not fair that there are like fucking millions of Superman and Spider-Man and
I know
all those films and we don't get another Chronicle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on. More Riddick, I say.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to The Big Recall. We're doing something a bit different with The Big Recall. We did that once before, I think. Yeah. Instead of talking about 2 random retro films and then recommending them or not, we're going to talk about the last film we saw.
Yeah, do a little mini review on the last film
we saw. Yeah, and tell you if we recommend it.
Yeah.
Or not. So, do you want to start?
Well, okay, my film is pretty famous.
Yes.
I'd say it's pretty famous.
More famous than the one I picked.
Yeah, it's an anime film.
Yeah.
And don't let that turn you off because it's the best anime film ever, 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 ever. It's obviously Akira.
Akira!
Yeah.
Sorry. See? Even your computer's like, it gave your computer a boner.
Yeah.
That's how good it is.
Sorry about that noise. Okay, how to describe... Where do you start with Akira? I guess you have to start with... the overall premise for the film and its historical context.
Neo-Tokyo. Post-Third World War.
Now, Neo-Tokyo is a concept that's come up many times before. Yeah, yeah. Before Akira and after Akira. Many, many times. And of course, the reason being is Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the atomic bombs.
Yeah.
They're the only country in the world to have experienced true nuclear explosions.
Yeah.
On civilian populations, and because of that, it obviously massively affected their culture and and it's obviously a lot more significant there. So this film actually completely and utterly starts with a massive fuck-off explosion. Which
that takes out the whole world.
Which is World War III. Yeah. Is attached to World War III. Also, it has to be noted, this entire film is based on 6 volumes of manga. I don't know how many chapters that is, but there's
when was the film made? 88?
It's 88.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic example of what you can achieve with animation, at least at the time as well, which you couldn't achieve, I think, any other way.
No.
Right? And
oh no, definitely.
And also, for a lot of people, for a hell of a lot of people, it was the first experience they had of anime. It wasn't necessarily mine, unfortunately, because I was like 2, 3 at the time.
I mean, for me, it was the first anime feature I saw.
It wasn't for me, actually. Really? No, I
watched a lot of series, but when this showed on English TV, I was like, ooh, this looks awesome.
Yeah.
And I sat through it, and I was like, some parts were quite scary because
it's quite a gruesome film. It deals with a lot of very serious topics and
rated 18. I mean, it's
pretty, absolutely,
pretty bloody.
it's a very gruesome, disturbing film, especially towards the end.
It's got its disturbing moments.
I don't want to talk too much about it. I don't want to spoil anything for anyone.
If you haven't seen it,
obviously, big shout out to the director Kashiro Otomo. And I hope that's the best.
I hope that's the last shout out you do.
Sorry.
If you start saying Japanese names, you're gonna fuck up.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't say them properly. But I'd also say if you are gonna go watch this, if you can handle it. But because sometimes it is difficult because it can be really quick. But subtitles. Try and watch it with subtitles and Japanese audio.
Yeah,
I recommend it because it is the best way to listen to it as well.
I'm actually gonna go back and watch it with subtitles because I've only watched it with the English dub.
Yeah, the English dub, especially the new English dub, which there is one, isn't too bad and is watchable. It's not as good as like what they did with Ghost in the Shell. The Ghost in the Shell English dub is fantastic.
Yeah,
but. You know, the original English dub is not good. It's quite bad, actually. Try and watch it with subtitles. It's a very fast-paced film. It's a very dense film.
It's quite long.
It's quite long, but it's just a very dense film.
I don't remember it feeling like it. I remember being fully entertained from start to finish.
It deals with a lot of different concepts and a lot of... in-depth social.
It's quite, quite deep. A lot of it,
commentary. Yeah, it is. And
first time I saw it, didn't know what it was about. I just liked it.
No, but this is the kind of film you can go back and watch again and again.
Yeah,
and the reason being is because it's relevant to today's society and the way in which things are playing out politically and socially. I've got to stop.
You could talk for hours.
I could talk for hours, but I'm really trying hard not to give away anything. I can't try and ruin
basically,
it.
Basically, go see Akira.
Yeah.
If you like anime and you haven't seen Akira...
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's like saying you like film and haven't watched Blade Runner.
People
like that. It's really frustrating, but I know people like that.
I know. Go see Akira. Yeah. Whether you like anime or not, it's an essential watch, I would say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if, by the way, you want to get into anime, but you're a bit kind of, I'm just sick and tired of the angst and the genres and stuff. Fine. Okay, I understand that. Go watch Akira.
Yeah.
Or Ghost in the Shell.
Evangelion, big robots. I can understand why you wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
It's good, but...
That's got its problems.
Ghost in the Shell, it's really... psychological. It's like the Matrix, but like really much deeper than that.
Yeah.
So it can alienate some people. Akira is not like that. Just go watch it.
It's a good action anime.
Yeah.
It really is.
Definitely. All right. My pick is not quite as epic. it's not even the pick. It's one of the last films I saw. It was called Office Space. It's a
not heard of
you've
it.
Never heard of it.
No,
it
I'm sorry.
2 years before The Office, that concept was already done.
Interesting. What year?
1999. By Mike Judge.
1999.
Shut up. Mike Judge.
Yeah.
Who did? He's known for doing Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
What has he done? Idiocracy, the film. King of the Hill.
Oh yeah, of course, of course.
So, and he made this film based on the cartoon series he had called Milton.
Hmm.
And it's like, it's about these guys who work in an office, and it's really boring. Yeah. And the boss is pain in the ass, played by Gary Cole.
When is being John Malkovich?
John Malkovich, I think, was 1 year before.
Okay.
Was it 98 being John Malkovich?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Because the thing is, being John Malkovich sort of has that element of The Office in it as well.
Oh, no, same year.
Oh, same year?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder what came first, actually.
What? I think The Office was 2001.
No. I mean...
Then Office Space.
Office Space.
Well, the cartoon came first.
Oh, okay.
Because it's based on a cartoon from years before.
Oh, I see. So, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's got that same kind of asshole boss.
Yeah.
Very different type than whoever Ricky Gervais plays.
Yeah.
Forget the name of the character. So.
Brett,
yes. And you've got a really good cast. Mm. You've got the main guy is Ron Livingston, not Ken Livingston. Jennifer Aniston's in it.
Don't get those mixed up.
I know. Jennifer Aniston's in it. In quite a good girl, kind of good role, actually. She's more of an airhead. She's like... she's a waitress.
What's her latest film? She's a stripper.
We're the Millers.
Oh,
I haven't seen that. I don't know if
I'll see it. I don't. I won't.
But she's genuinely good in that.
As much as I want to see Jennifer Aniston do a striptease.
Yeah, you're going to see anything.
No.
It's in her contract. It's just like, yeah, I'll play a stripper, but I won't strip. Like,
yeah.
Great. you've got the... You watch Scrubs.
Yeah, of course I watch Scrubs.
You've got the doctor guy from that.
Oh, what's his name?
John C. McGinley.
Yeah. So.
The kind of funny doctor guy. I don't like Scrubs, but yeah. He's good. Yeah. He's in that, briefly. And the story is about a guy who works... He works in the office. He hates his life, obviously. His boss makes him come in on the weekend.
Mm.
And the boss is like typical, comes in with a... Always has a mug.
Yeah.
And was always drinking. He's like, yeah, what's happening? He's like always... Never
does
back.
Any work.
Yeah, and he doesn't even listen to what you say.
Yeah,
like, what's happening? It's like, well, it's just like, well, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday. It's really good.
I need to see this now.
You need to watch
it. Yeah, I want to see that.
And basically...
Because I prefer that to... Or that... I love that concept more than Office, the series, the Ricky Gervais thing.
Yeah.
Because that's about having a boss who's... He's bad, but...
But it's very British as well. I mean,
yeah, that one's very, very British.
I mean, The Office, I've seen bosses like that.
Yeah. But they're flawed as well. I kind of like seeing the manipulative ones who are sort of corporate whore type ones. Exactly. I like that one.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, the plot is the office is going to go through kind of... they're going to fire some people.
Yeah.
And there's one guy that gets interviewed...
Sorry, back to Office Space.
Now. Yeah, sorry. There's one guy that's being interviewed for his own job, basically. They kind of have to re-interview for their job.
By the way, this is happening right now in the council.
Exactly, everywhere.
Yeah.
And one guy, they realize, so what do you do here? And he's just like, they basically figure out that he's doing nothing.
Yeah.
His job is completely useless. It's quite heartbreaking.
Oh,
but anyway, it's about one of the guys that works in the office. His dream is doing nothing. He just wants to sit on his ass, watch TV, hang out.
By the way, it's sounding a lot like Dilbert. But anyway.
Dilbert. Yeah, same type of... Well, the cartoon was similar thing.
Yeah.
And he goes to get hypnotized. Because he wants to be hypnotized to be happier in his life.
Yeah.
Or he's like, can I just not know I'm at work?
Yeah.
Like, can you do something? And the hypnotist does something where he's makes him more, not positive, but more laid back about everything. And the hypnotist dies while he's doing the thing.
So oh, no.
He can't bring him back.
Oh, no.
So he goes into work at the time he wants, and he ignores his boss and shit like that. And then when his two colleagues are going to get fired, even though they do a good job, he decides to rebel and makes a plan to kind of steal money from the company, but it goes really wrong.
Yeah.
And it's really funny.
Cool.
Yeah, so I do recommend Office Space. It didn't do so well when it came out,
yeah,
but it got a cult following eventually. Okay. Probably because of The Office, so it kind of turned the table on it. But yeah, it's very good. If you like The Office, this is another more American type of thing. I know there's an American Office, but
yeah,
I haven't seen it. But this is really good. Yeah. You should see anything by Mike Judge anyway.
Okay.
It's usually good. So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Akira and Office Space, two films that go hand in hand.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, not really. now let's go to the big game for this week, your favorite part of the show. Do you know what the game is this week?
Oh, let me guess.
Let me give you a clue.
It's when, I peed myself.
No, it's when I sing as William Shatner a song that people have to guess. What do you think it's called?
I peed myself.
Close.
I'll
tell you.
I pooed myself.
No. I shat myself is what it's called. And last time, I was singing My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
So if you want to go back and hear that, episode 13, that's where you need to be. No one guessed that again.
No, you don't need to guess it.
People have given up by now. Yeah, they're just true. Like, oh my god.
It's a message. I told people to email him to stop.
Yeah, no one's emailed. You'll love it.
No.
So, back by popular demand.
No, it's not. There's no tomorrow.
Just to piss you off. I shat myself. So if you want to guess what I'm singing, you just need to send us an email, bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com, or tweet me at TheRetroCritic. Are you ready, Jamie?
Never.
I haven't done this voice since last week, so let's do this shit. I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment that I treasure.
And if you're still with us at this point,
yes,
thank you so much for staying with us. But at the same time, I would understand if you stopped right now.
No, I wouldn't understand. That was awesome. So if you know what it was, if you know what I shat, bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com, send us your answer and you will get a shout out in the big shout out section of the show, which is coming up right now. Jamie, you start. I never start. Shout out anybody.
I'm going to shout out myself. Well, ish. Really? Myself again, because we're continuing. I run a channel on YouTube called Silent Consumer.
Yeah.
And me and my brother run that, and we do Let's Plays on it. And
it's basically mostly pictures of Miley Cyrus with an 8-bit version of her songs over that.
I wish. But anyway.
For 10 hours.
No.
Lots of rickrolling.
No, shut up. we just did Army of Two, which is a terrible game. And
Let's Play.
We sort of started Ratchet and Clank Tools of Destruction. And we're going to do some more when we get some more time. And we're going to try and keep it up as much as possible.
Yeah.
And get it all get out.
And you also film yourselves twerking.
No.
I'm sure I saw your brother twerk.
No. But we'll release some other things on there as well. We're looking to release Let's Plays and some other videos as well that we'll end up making. I'm literally...
Let's twerk.
I'm literally waiting on a new camera that I've ordered to arrive. And then I'm going to get moving on that. Cool. Yeah.
good stuff. I'll shout out again Karim, who gave us a question for today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll shout out One More Castle, which is a website I write for, which are celebrating their podcast, 1 year of their podcast. Nice. So they've done really well. You've got...
it's cool.
I'll shout out the three people who run it. You've got Jason Lamb, Eric Bailey, and Eric Hunter.
We look up to you guys because we're hoping we're still doing this in a year.
I know, yeah. You guys have done amazingly well. Congratulations. And you can find them at One More Castle. I'll shout out myself again at The Retro Critic and retrocriticblog.blogspot.com. You can find a link wherever this is.
See, why can't the title of our podcast be a reference to something?
What do you mean?
Well, that's obviously a reference to Mario. One More Castle.
Yeah.
Why is ours like...
The Big Rewind.
Is it...
The Big Lebowski, The Big Sleep, The Big...
It has nothing to do with any of those things.
They're all movies. We review movies. The Big Bad Wolf.
That's a fairy tale.
So, they made a movie of it.
Did they? Oh, yeah. God.
Freeway with Kiefer Sutherland. Thanks for listening. Yeah. We're going to go back and, just talk more about
games. Oh, yeah, what have we got to look forward to?
Yeah, what's out this week? We'll probably be back next week with, I guess, White House Down, if we must.
No.
Or something better.
There must be something better.
There must be. We'll keep you guys updated. Thanks for listening, as ever.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week.
Okay.
Take care.
Love you all.
I love you so much.
Not you. The audience.
Oh, fuck, sorry.